And staff and volunteers, we thank you.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 829. It is 27 degrees. And welcome again to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten here at KVOE. What's In Outdoors brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. And Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem doesn't have it, well, it's probably not around at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. And from Council Grove Studio North this morning, Phil, how are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there, Ron. I'm waiting on my little friendly covey of quail to come in, but there are no show. I think about the many mornings I'd set out in a prairie chicken blind, knowing I had them figured out, and they never showed up either.
So have they been showing up consistently, though, before today?
Oh, yes. I stick around this window just way too much, watching the bird feeders and everything that's going on here at Studio North, and I was trying to get the show together yesterday afternoon, and at 3:01, they come flying in. And just like the prairie chickens that used to come into the soybean fields that Pat Ford and I used to hunt north of Reading, some of them would come into the field, and then some of them would overshoot their mark and go to the opposite side. But we would wait, and then they would come in and afford us a shot. But no, I'm up to about 8 birds now, and I don't know if they're recruiting some that have been around here that I never knew or what. But I like to watch the ones that overshoot the bird feeding area that I have, because they'll come back to the edge and walk across the road so I can count them. And so it gives me a pretty good. I'm having fun with it, Ron, and that's what watching the birds and getting outdoors is all about.
Well, Phil, we're kind of ending an era here today. Phil has been, you know, hosting What's In Outdoors for, I don't know, about a decade here at KVOE on Friday mornings, and we're going to be shifting gears a bit beginning in 2023, as Phil will be, I think, with us on a monthly basis and not weekly basis. But we want to encourage folks to join us here this morning, 620-342-5863. Phil is a going to be going to once a month instead of once a week. Your plate is full, Phil.
Well, Ron, I'm thinking back. I started writing for the Gazette back in 1996. I lost my father in 95, and we did a program out at Dave Holland's. And, of course, Dave is gone now at the Dry Creek Sporting Clays, and it was a youth outdoor education day. And there I met Brent Maycock. He came over when I was doing a bird dog demonstration. I had Old May up on a bench, and he went and talked to Chris, and they put out an ad about an outdoor writer for the Gazette. And, well, I used to write in college a little bit, mainly notes to girlfriends, but I did have some experience. And after 2 weeks, when nobody wanted the job, I contacted Brent and said, well, I'd like to give it a try. And so my first story that I wrote back in 1996 was on hunter education. And I still use that. I use some of the things on Hunter's Ed in our show last week about our responsibility and ethics. But anyway, things just went on from there. And then when I lost, and Myrna wasn't my proofreader, when I lost her, I really lost my love for writing. But I met a lot of nice people that helped me out. Brent Fazee, Jim Ramberg in Topeka, and those of you that read Topeka Capital Journal, like old Wichita Eagle, we had Steve Harper writing. I really look forward to opening up that paper on Sundays and seeing those stories that they wrote. Well, I talked with Jim. I talked with Fred Ramsey up at St. Joe, and they encouraged me, you know, and what I've done. And, well, when I lost Myrna in 2011, I really lost my love for writing, because she was such a good in proofreading. Sometimes I wouldn't get that. And then looking back, I see with Ramberg, he had his wife. She was known as first mate because Jim was a Navy guy. And then, of course, Pat McManus, his wife was Bun. And that gave me some inspiration. But I lost my love of writing, but I didn't lose my love of preaching the virtues of getting outside. And That was when I did my first radio show, I think. And of course, I was on a couple of times on some instances that we had with Hunter's Ed. But that was would have been probably in June of 2011 was when we first got me involved with Watson Outdoors. But of course, I always listened to Danny Thurston. Danny did a good job on the show, and just a wealth of knowledge in the outdoors. So it has been a roller coaster ride all these years, Ron.
Well, it's been great to have you here, and I'm glad we're not, you know, losing you completely, because Phil has agreed to join us, as I mentioned, on a monthly basis. But we'd sure like you to join us here this morning and share some thoughts on the outdoors. Stories maybe with Phil, but Phil's passion for the outdoors and getting you all outside for a better inside carries on, as you'll still be heavily involved with programs, won't you, Phil?
Oh, goodness, yes, Ron. I was just sitting here making some notes. January is a big event, big events during the month. And, of course, through riding and getting Hunter's Ed and doing some other programs, we were asked to do a booth at Monster Bucks. That was back 8-9 years ago. And from there, I really started doing more fishing programs. But Monster Bucks is coming back to Topeka again this January. Tyler Kirby has taken it over, and just they got a big show. That's going to be January 27th through 29th. And now the Stormont Vail Event Center. It used to be the Kansas Expo Center. So they've changed. And I really like seeing a fellow come up from Oklahoma. He has an aquarium full of fish, but he does a dog show on there. And I couldn't think of his name this morning. I was trying to figure out just who that was. But that is well worth the price of admission, just going and seeing his show. That was one place that we did programs there. I went from Monster Bucks. We participated in doing the Topeka Boat and Outdoor Show with RJ Promotions out of St. Joe. And that venture took me to doing programs in Des Moines, Iowa, over to Colorado Springs. And so we were keeping busy spreading the word of getting people outside for a better inside. And through the years, January and February, we started doing programs down in Oklahoma with Vance Montgomery. And that was just fun events. They never had to pay me to go to those, Ron. It was just fun meeting people and talking about the outdoors and sharing their experiences. But also in January, before Monster Bucks, is something that I want to encourage people to go to, is the National Fishing Expo. We went there last year and did a show from there, and that's at the KCI Convention Center. And unlike a lot of the outdoor shows this day and age, they are really concentrating on fishing. One of the things that me and my outdoor communicator friends talked about was we'd pay a good price to go to an outdoor show, but we wouldn't really see so much about the outdoors and what was offering. It was more about insurance and buying gutters. Well, you know, with promotion. But I understand now that they got to fill the space. They got to sell those things. But the people with the National Fishing Expo, and that's going to be once again at KCI Convention Center, January 20th to 23rd. It's going to focus on fishing, and I've seen some of the people that they're going to have there. And the deals, I just listened to my buddies with the Midwest Outdoors. Mark Tobin said that he bought a lot of quality fishing reels on the last day of that event for $10 a piece. So, people, if going to an outdoor show is in your schedule for this year, it would be one thing to think about that last day, because these people that travel to do these shows, and just like me, when I travel to do a show, I find the more stuff that I can give away, I don't need to carry back home. So you can get some good deals. And of course, experience with that happened right there at Emporia when we was doing the Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Outdoor Appreciation Days, Conservation Days there. Bruce Bruenhide, he was such a great guy to work with out there. But then, too, in March, we have that Open Season Sportsman Expo again at Overland Park. That's going to be March 10th through 12th this year. And last year, they give Watson Outdoors booth space 30 by 40. And, you know, just where could I have got a venue like that to spread the word about being outdoors? Of course, in the outdoors world in March, I think about walleye fishing, you know, along the face of the dams, because you've got to look at that water temperature. And going to these outdoor shows or the seminars that you'll see, you'll learn about some of the techniques that I try to talk about on the Watson Outdoor Show. But you'll get the information about that from the fishing experts. Of course, with April, we have turkey hunting coming up. And in April, for the longest time, we used to do things with the Flint Hills Gobblers. We had a big turkey hunting seminar out of Dry Creek. And with that, we offered a hunter education class. But Gib Rhodes and crew just did a great job with that. Of course, when COVID hit, a lot of these programs were put on hold, and some of them just haven't come back yet. So I hope we can start doing those things again. It's just a great event for kids and families to be there. In April, about 6 years ago, I started a youth aquatic education program here at Marina Cove at Council Grove. And now we've teamed with the Headwater Sporting Place Range, and so we have a great day out there, and it's in the planning stages this year. I might modify that, like I'm doing a lot of things in my life these days. But somewhere along the lines, I got hooked up with the Emporia Community Foundation, and I did create a fund there, and we've been able to give $1,000 scholarships. This year, we give away 130 fishing poles to kids. Sometimes it's sort of, I get a discerning look from Ginger when a youth comes in there, and I just give him a fishing pole, and we have some up on the wall that she wants to sell. But she knows where my heart is, and I just give away one the other day. A fella come in to get some propane, and he had a young man there he had on a John Deere hat, he had on his duck brown coveralls, and he was carrying a Prairie Land Partners tractor, but I looked at him, and he was young enough that he had a binky in his mouth, and this was just right before Christmas, so we give him a fishing pole. So there's a lot of good things going on in April. That Aquatic Education Day has turned into quite an event. Last year, we give away another lifetime hunting or fishing license, and just going back through 2022, Watson Outdoors has been able to give away, well, the Watson Outdoors Fund has been able to give away 6 lifetime fishing or hunting licenses.
Yeah, and of course,
that's a big value. And of course, working with Ken Corbett, their House of Representatives and Ravenwood Lodge, and I think it's going to carry on for maybe 10 years. You can get that lifetime license now for a youngster at a heck of a good price. And one thing about it, those licenses won't be going down, getting any cheaper. But in April, we also are planning this year, and it's a carryover from a program we did 6 years ago. Was working with Patricia Sinerias, Sally Sanchez, and doing another VAP program. We do have a grant in with the RBFF and Wildlife and Parks. And if we get that, we'll be doing our first program there in April at PAROC, the Profit Aquatic Research and Outreach Center there with FAA at the college. So there's a lot of good things planning on coming in 2022. And, of course, in April, I'm thinking about going after those crappie. I just had a big plate of those brown crappie last night, Ron. Some people say, well, brown crappie, what are those, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, we know there's white crappie in Kansas, and we know that there's black crappie in Kansas. It's a little bit hard to tell the difference, but the brown crappie is the one I like. I generally find them in the freezer, and you know, after I'm done with them, I find them right next to a baked potato and a salad on the plate. So let's go to that first plate, Ron, and we'll finish up our year in review.
All righty. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. Hey, give us a shout, 620-342-5863. We're back with more after this.
As they reflect on the past year, Express Tire and Auto would like to thank their customers for their business in 2022. When you need automotive maintenance, the crew at Express Tire and Auto is here to help you keep your ride safe through the winter months. Express Tire and Auto will be closed December 31st through January 2nd for the new year. The Ingold family and Express Tire and Auto wish everyone a safe, healthy, and happy new year.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Since 1961, Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has been offering helpful smiles and friendly advice. From their early beginnings, they've grown into a destination where you can find just about everything for your farm and home. And if you can't, it's probably not around. The team at Bluestem would like to thank you for supporting their family-owned and operated business through the years. Have a safe and wonderful holiday season. And as always, thank you for shopping Bluestem Farm and Ranch.
KBOE Live and Local. What's in Outdoors on a Friday morning with Phil Totten. It is 844. And if you want to join us here in the program this morning, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE. Phil Totten from the shores of the Council Grove Lake Studio North here on a Friday. Well, a little warmer weather out there now, Phil, makes it a bit more bearable outside, huh?
Yes, sir, it does. I'll tell you, Christmas was scary. You asked me what was I going to do on Christmas, and we celebrated our Christmas on the 23rd. Christmas Day, we just stayed at home, and I'm sort of glad we did with that black ice coming in. And what it did, the roads were scary. They sure were. But one thing that I think about when the weather comes in, and we teach this in Hunter's Ed, is always to check with that weather before you go out. And so I'm just glad that so many people made it home, you know, with their Christmas celebrations and everything. Well, Ron, in May, that's another thing why I'm thinking we can do still do a good show once a month, is I can highlight what's coming on the next month in the way of local programs in the outdoors that I know about that some people might not call the radio about and get the word out to people about, you know, events in the community and across the state. One of the things with writing and being a hunter education class coordinator, it always bothered me that some people would knock on the door after the event and just wondered, well, how come they never heard about it? Well, when you put things in a newspaper, you have things on a radio show, and we get involved now, too, or doing a little bit of TV, well, what can we do besides put a flyer on your door, and then sometimes you just throw that away? But I do want to thank KVOE and the sponsors for the show for giving me that opportunity to spread the gospel on the outdoors.
Well, but, you spread a lot of it, that's for sure.
In May, of course, through the years, worked with Camp Alexander, programs that we did out there, and we used to do Hunter's Ed classes out there. But for the last several years, we have given them 18 fishing poles, combos, that they would give two a week to the kids that participated in the fishing program there. And so that was really rewarding, getting the pictures of the kids getting that fishing pole. And then, of course, working with Carla and Juan over there, having a fishing derby on a day and going out there and cooking fish. That was always a lot of fun. But we do plan on helping that out again this year, and I do want to thank Carla and Juan for what they do at Camp Alexander. And in May, we'll be giving away another, through our Watson Outdoors Fund's college scholarship, for someone that might want to do a Watson Outdoors show on the radio or write a column. Or to me, one of the things that I'm finding a lot more enjoyment doing is taking pictures. I do a lot more shooting with a camera than a gun. And you'd have laughed at me the other day. I had a mockingbird come to Studio North, and that's only the second one that I've seen here on these grounds. And I had to go back and Google just mockingbirds. Do they stay around Kansas in the winter? Of course, I see them in summer, but yeah, they're a resident bird that stays here in the winter. Of course, when we think of May, I think about bass fishing. The bass will generally start moving onto the beds. And, of course, once again, I preach catch and release because you are taking away the future of young fish by keeping those females. June, Ron, is when walleye will be moving back onto the flats. We'll be moving back out to Topeka and helping Ken Corbett with his Justin Corbett Memorial Youth Day again. It's on the 1st of June. It's just a fun event, and they offer so many good outdoor activities for not only youth but the families. And when I think of Ravenwood, I used to do a program I take in the schools called Critter Camp and Critter Camp Plus, to where I had a trailer full of silhouettes and decoys, and one time out of Ravenwood, I put up some doves in a tree just to see how many people would see them when they'd go to our presentation. Well, that particular year, I forgot to get the doves out of the tree, and when I went to set up at the camp the next year there that Ravenwood Day, those doves were still in that tree, so I thought that was pretty cool that they were there. And, of course, June, that's the first week of June, is the Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfishing Tournament. Goodness, Nick Bass has really did a good job with that and all his volunteers over there at Hartford, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. July, we'll have another kayak challenge here and at the Marina Cove, and the things that we do with that is just a whole lot of fun and getting people out on the lake and introducing them to kayaking. And then, of course, working with Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports there in Emporia, we'll have another Exploring the Great Outdoors Day there at the Flint Hills Mall. So there is a whole lot of things to do in the outdoors that still with these shows that we do to learn about it. And, of course, you can always contact me or look at our What's an Outdoors page, and we're going to try to get that events calendar updated if you want to get outside, just where you can take the kids. And in August, we'll be doing, hopefully, our final Bama Safe Scar program, and that will be at the college again, and we're just offering a whole lot more activities. Yeah. Last year, we advertised that up to 75 families. September on is, of course, dove season, and more hunter education classes. And then just yesterday, Jessica White with Wonder Woman Outdoors contacted me and wondered about doing an event here at Marina Cove in October to celebrate their fifth year anniversary of getting more ladies outside. And it just does my heart good seeing other people doing these programs that we've been involved with for over 25 years. But why don't we better go to that last break and we'll wind up the show.
All righty, What's in Outdoors here, KVOE Live and Local. We're back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
You know, pets are just furry family members, and it's good to spoil them now and then. Blue Stem has a pet department chock full of goodies for your furry kids. Pet foods from top brands like Purina, High Pro, Ralston, Diamond, Science Diet, Pro Plan, Blue Buffalo, Iams, Dog Chow, Alpo, Neutro, and Loyal, made right here in Emporia. You'll find a whole bunch of dog toys, plus all kinds of treats and snacks. Spoil your furry babies at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
As they reflect on the past year, Express Tire and Auto would like to thank their customers for their business in 2022. When you need automotive maintenance, the crew at Express Tire and Auto is here to help you keep your ride safe through the winter months. Express Tire and Auto will be closed December 31st through January 2nd for the new year. The Ungold family and Express Tire and Auto wish everyone a safe, healthy, and happy new year.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local. It is 8:52. You are tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. About ready to wrap up the program here as Phil gives a recap and a preview of 2022 and 2023. Already a full year, Phil.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you one thing, and I've mentioned it before. If there was a silver lining to COVID, Ron, it was that more families saw the need to get outdoors with the family. More families were eating supper together, and that was one of the big things at our house. So we never got our plate and went to another room. We sat at the table, and we conversed. We talked about the day's activities and what we had to look forward to the next day. So if COVID, I know it's a bad old deal, but there has been a silver lining to making more people appreciate what the Lord has given us in the outdoors. And through that, and then, too, working with Bama Safe and Scar, the number of mental health programs that are contacting us and wanting to know just so what's important about getting outdoors. How has it changed things? Well, one thing with electric gadgetry, and, of course, I'm probably at fault, too. And I think back when the Mockingbird came into the yard, I was trying to get a picture of it. Well, with this new phone, I was very lucky to just get its head. And I think way back with my mother, she was taking a picture of, at a birthday party using one of those, was it Kodak Brownie?
Yeah, Kodak.
And we got those pictures back, and we could not make out anything that's your picture of except one nostril. So I guess when you get into this new computer world and using equipment, you should go to a class. That's one thing that we hope to get together. We've been planning it several years to have an outdoor communication class and program here at Council Grove, and to where we can get people that want to be involved with spreading the word, whether photography or just for their own enjoyment, to meet together and to network. And that's why I urge people to look into the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas. Is an excellent group. We are restructuring that and just want to get more youth and families involved. Well, Ron, it's been a good ride. I do want to thank the sponsors through the years. Of course, John with Express Tire, Stem Farm and Ranch, all the volunteers that I've worked with. God bless and hope the best for you in 2023.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having you back. I think it'd be January 20th, Phil, if we're looking at the third Friday of every month. So we want to thank you for your tireless work that you continue to do to better families and get everybody outdoors for a better indoors. I know you have done a lot for so many people, and you'll continue to work on your programs and your ventures with youth. And we look forward to still having you on here once a month, Phil.
Well, thank you, sir. I'll get back to you, and we'll work out the details.
All right. God bless. Thank you, Phil. Phil Totten, What's In? Outdoors, KBOE Live and Local. Brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Bluestem Farm and Ranch, if they don't have it, it probably is not around. Bluestem Farm and Ranch. And by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew out there will take great care of you. KBOE, good morning, 856, 28 degrees.
Former President Trump's federal taxes just released publicly by the House Ways and Means Committee, led by Democrats.